I got a question for you. Is it hard to believe that the Halloween and scare season has already begun? It just started this past weekend with a spook show here in Los Angeles, and we have Monster Palooza coming up in just a couple of days. Plus, a great movie, A Quiet Place, just started this last weekend, and it was amazing. All right, we got a whole lot more for you tonight on The Scare Guy Show.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
And we're going all kinds of retro with this. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, welcome to The Scare Guy Show. We have a really great show for you guys tonight. I think it's been about a few weeks since we've been back, but we are now kicking into high gear. The scare season has begun.
Woo!
Halfway to Halloween is only in a few weeks, and we just can't wait to start celebrating. My name is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Did we change it?
We've changed it a little bit.
And I'm stopping. My name's Jim. Hello.
Hey, my name's Carrie Lane.
Hi, I'm Keaton. Marky.
Hi, I'm Derek Sams.
Oh, hi, I'm Cheeseman on the couch. No longer Tommy on the couch.
Oh, yeah. And we have changed things up just a little bit. Sometimes I just get all discombobulated in my head. Welcome, guys. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Again, we are going to talk about Monster Palooza coming up this coming weekend. We went to a spook show down at the Halloween Club near Disneyland this past weekend, and then also A Quiet Place is in theaters right now.
Yeah.
Most of us have seen it, except for our very special guest who is joining us this week, Keaton, who has not been here before. Thank you, Keaton.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I feel like this was such a long time coming, so thank you.
I know.
For not giving
up. It only
up.
Took like 8 months or something like that. Yeah. Almost made it to Comic-Con again.
Almost.
I know. Yeah, it was Comic-Con when we met you, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Even though you kind of host a show just like a few feet from us.
I know. I'm here like one day a week now, sometimes more. And then, yeah. So it's just when you get the scheduling right or whatever, I don't know. I'm happy it worked. Like I told you when you messaged me, I was like, you caught me at a great time. Yes, let's do it. I'm not working barely at all in April. So
perfect time.
It
just worked out perfectly. Yes. We're very glad to have you tonight. And in case you guys haven't done it yet, please subscribe to The Scare Guy Show, right? Just go right below there on the YouTube channel, subscribe to us there. Or if you're listening to us on iTunes, subscribe there as well. And just subscribe to all these cool shows that we have here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Carrie, you have a couple of shows. I know we're not supposed to be doing this, but let's just do it.
I have a few.
Yes.
Sundays, there is Box Office Breakdown, covering what movies came out over the weekend, Star Trek, because we did Discovery, but now we're just doing general Star Trek. Mondays, Marvel. I'm taking a break, though, but I should be back. Tuesdays, tune in tomorrow, horror movie news, as
nice.
Well as AfterBuzz anime reviews. We're talking about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Expanse is starting up really soon. Handmaid's Tale and Westworld are starting up soon. And then on Wednesday nights is Timeless and Legion.
You literally do all my favorite shows. Like,
yay!
I'm like, now I have to be like, what shows do you watch that I don't watch? Because I most likely will enjoy them. Because every other show you listen, I'm like, that's my favorite show.
Just found out right before the show that you do Legion, which I'm super stoked about. Legion just started last week. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, it is quite a mind bender.
Yes.
But it's
in a good way.
Yeah. Last season was a complete mind bender as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just go around the table real quick. What do you have going on anything you want to talk about? Anything scary? Anything spooky? Anything that's been going on? Any projects you're working on?
Not scary, but... it was a little while ago.
Or anything, still, anything.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Next week... No, I keep saying next week, and I'm like, it's Wednesday. On Wednesday, I'm covering the Indian Film Festival of Los Angeles, so tune in on my social media, which we'll talk about later.
That's cool.
So I'm going to be all decked out. It's very exciting. So
what
I'll be Wednesday
your
Sunday.
Sorry?
I actually don't have saris this time,
oh.
But I have some other traditional attire,
okay,
which I'm super excited about.
To see.
I'm super stoked. I booked my hair appointment on Wednesday and everything. but yeah, it'll be fun, good red carpet. And actually, not horror related, but a lot of their films this year are thrillers or mysteries.
Oh, fantastic.
At that festival, so check it out.
Nice. Nice. Does anybody else have anything they want to talk about that they are working on or is coming up soon?
I have a Star Wars fan film that I'm in that's hopefully, it's right now scheduled to drop on May the 4th.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Hopefully it's been in post for a while because VFX takes a very long time. But I'm in that film with Leo Camacho, who's my co-host, one of my co-hosts on Disney Movie News. And he's also a big big kind of cosplayer guy as well. And then I just had a trailer drop for a horror film I'm in called Sunday Night Slaughters.
What's that about?
Yeah.
What's the log line?
To be honest, I don't really know what it's about. It's a bunch of different, like, stories that then all kind of come into one. So I know what story's about. I got to kill Corey Feldman, which was a really opposite of. And I got to be this, like, eater of soul. Like, I'm this old creature.
We have a picture of you right now.
Oh, yeah, there's me
and Corey. Yeah. Nice. Oh, hi, Corey.
Yeah, oh, hi, Corey. Yeah, no, I kill him and I steal his clothes because I figure that's what humans must wear.
Makes sense.
Are you wearing a wig or is your hair just blonde then?
So I'm a natural blonde. I just went red before Comic-Con last year because I was doing oh my god, Black Widow cosplay, and now I'm pissed because she's blonde in the new movie.
You're like, damn,
and I'm like, are you kidding me? I was debating on dyeing my hair red for like many years, and then I finally was like, I'm gonna do it, and then I did it, and then like 6 months later, ScarJo's blonde, and like Black Widow's blonde.
She is actually.
It suits you.
Oh, wait, look
Oh, yeah, that's it.
He's
that's
got nice. Butter. At the one sheet from your film there.
It is, yes. Yeah. So I don't know when it's coming out. We filmed it a while ago, and I got to do some like cool, like, battle scenes and kill Corey Feldman. So yeah, it was fun. but yeah, so I don't know when that's coming out, but soon. And I'm trying to think, because I have a couple short films coming out as well, but again, I don't know the dates.
Was he a cool guy?
Yeah.
He was a cool guy. You know, Corey is, I feel like, very misunderstood in this industry, and he's a very passionate guy. So sometimes like people like that, I think, come off a little like weird, like you're just like, whoa, you're a little intense, dude. But the more I've interacted with them, the more I'm kind of like, no, that's just Corey. And you know, I don't think he means harm to anybody. I think he's just a really passionate guy, and he really wants the best. And he's had everybody think he was a crazy dude for majority of his life, kind of calling out these people in Hollywood. And it's funny how the tables have turned.
Yep,
so
yep.
You know, but yes, he was a fun guy to work with on set. He was very chill. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Does anybody else have anything because we're going to jump into the next item here?
I'm just excited to talk about the topics we've got.
Yes.
Because I did finally get caught up on Walking Dead today, and I saw A Quiet Place.
I know.
Yay!
For the record, Derek is not what you would call a great big horror aficionado.
No, but I appreciate good storytelling.
Yes.
It's kind of like, I don't really like rap music, but Eminem is a great lyricist.
Oh my god, I feel the same way.
Yeah. So that's how I approach horror. You know, well, I mean, like, if it's well done, I can appreciate it, even whether I really have fun watching it or not. But I actually even had a good time watching this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And anything with Cheeseman on the couch?
No.
All right. Hey, Keaton.
Hi.
Tell you what, and Anthony, we have a couple of photos, if you don't mind going through them. Why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience? I know a lot of people probably already know you, but just kind of give us a little bit about your background.
Cool. So I am Keaton Markey. I've been a host here at AfterBuzz for, gosh, like 6 years now. Yeah, it's been here since the very beginning. Half my lifetime, yes, basically. I'm a host. I'm an actress. I do a lot of creature modeling. I originally worked behind the scenes in camera for film and TV, and I worked on the show sci-fi show Face Off, and that's kind of how I met a bunch of incredible kind of creature and special effects makeup artists who then started using me as their model and kind of getting me into that side of the industry, which I love because I like you, I'm not a huge horror fan myself watching because I feel like I feel everything that I see happening to people like on screen, so I just internalize it too much.
That's a good human trait, by the way.
Not bad.
Empathy is not a bad thing.
No, but I love gore makeup. I love being turned into an alien or a crazy witch creature or anything like that, because I always get, you know, I walk into the room and I very quickly get pinned or cast as, like, especially when I was blonde, like Barbie or Girl Next Door or whatever. And so when I can be completely unrecognizable as a character, it is the most fun and freeing.
That's cool.
And yeah, so that's my favorite stuff to do. I mean,
had a couple of pictures.
Oh, yeah,
and
I should.
Can we show the...
And she can really scare Jim, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I should just This incredible makeup was done by Nico Gonzalez and Kat Passion. They were both contestants on Face Off. I think they've been on twice on two different seasons. But this is called the Exo Bride. And this is a creature. I call it the female predator. That makeup took a very... So the longest... That's not the longest makeup I ever did. The longest makeup I did, I was in the chair for 7 hours.
Wow.
That was a full body Poison Ivy thing that I did for WonderCon a couple years back. But that took about, like, we've done that makeup a few times. It's gotten shorter every time, but that was at the longest probably like 5.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There's like prosthetics here, obviously a brow piece, a chin piece, and then that whole cowl came over my head and like was all attached. So once it was on me, it was on me, and I could not go to the bathroom for as long as I was in the creature costume. No. So it was a very kind of like learning to balance how much water I could drink to not become dehydrated or get a really bad headache, but also like I could not go to the bathroom for however many hours.
And I think we got a couple more. And what's this one?
Oh, so this one. So Jamie, who I know has been, Jamie Avera.
Jamie Avera's been on the show.
Been on the show. Another great creature and special effects makeup guy. We're lucky enough to work with Matt Silva, who is also a Face Off alum who works for Blue Whale Makeup, and they create a lot of like the armor and stuff for different like Marvel movies and video game kind of costumes and stuff. And so they created these Gears of War, I guess, armor. They needed some people to wear them here in LA, and then they ended up using us a lot on the West Coast because the armor that they made for like the models and stuff, it like clipped in and like it had to fit you exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was cool. But that armor was so heavy. And afterwards, Jamie and I were so sore after a day of walking around in that stuff because it's just like, it just feels like you have like 40 pounds just strapped to your chest and your back. The guns were like weighed less than what was on our backs and stuff. But yeah, that was super fun.
And then a really cool, I think, an alien is the...
So this is like, I did this, this is Rachel Wagner, who is also a Face Off alum, and Kat Passion actually worked on this too. This is for a, I don't know if you ever saw like, I think it was like the God documentary that Morgan Freeman kind of was the host of. Mm-hmm. I think it was on either Travel or like
Morgan Netflix. Freeman Discovery. Narrating Discovery. God's voice?
Yeah, I know, right? What?
Again?
Conversations with God.
But Morgan Freeman. This is a cool day because they like did like 3 or 4 makeups on us, and they just, we had to be just different types of demons, and they just shot a lot of like stock footage of us kind of being like creepy and crazy and doing different things so that they could throw it in the documentary while he's talking about different things about the rapture and hell and stuff. So this is one of them. And I was like, I look like Voldemort.
That's pretty great.
So, Voldemort got turned into a vampire.
Exactly. No, when I didn't have the teeth in and like before they painted like the stubble and stuff, I just looked straight up like Voldemort, and we were all like cracking up back in the makeup room. But
so how many, you say you did multiple costumes this day, how long did it take to get into this costume? Because that looks pretty elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably like a 2 or 3 hour makeup. Probably 2 hour. Because I mean, they just put the bald cap on me, and like it's not, because they were only shooting me from the front and like sides, they didn't have to like be super clean about it. So that obviously like makes the time a lot shorter.
And I think that's all the only other picture we have is of you and Corey.
Me and Corey.
You and Corey right there.
Yeah,
and this was for the movie that we were just talking about.
Yes.
But you did send us quite a few photos that we're going to put your gallery up on the website so folks can take a look at that.
Awesome. Cool.
There we go. It's really cool. Because you also, there's a picture of you. You were on Survivor. You were doing...
So my first job out of college was I tested challenges for Survivor. So I was... They called us the Dream Team. Yeah. And
how do you like... I volunteer as tribute, like
that. Yeah, basically. Yeah. No, we had to, it was such a complicated process. I was on a reality TV show when I was 14 that was kind of a kid version of Survivor. It was called Endurance, and always been a big fan of Survivor. And then I went to film school, and you know, always thought, oh, I should apply to be on Survivor. But then another girl who was on the same kid show as I was like, hey, I worked on Survivor. And I was like, that's a great way for me to burst into the industry. Like thinking, oh, easy, get a job on Survivor. Not an easy thing to get a job for. I had to make like an application video, and like I filmed myself on green screen, like, and made it look like Jeff Probst was interviewing me at Tribal Council for the job. And then I like put
that's
it.
That's clever.
Yeah. No, I was like, I have to stand out because I didn't know anybody in LA. I didn't know anybody in this industry. My family, I was the crazy one in my family that's like, bye, I'm moving to Los Angeles, parents. once. And they're like, oh, God, please come back. it's been 6 years. I haven't come back, so I don't know if I'm going to come back. But, yeah, testing challenges on Survivor was super fun. I still work sometimes with Survivor. I do wardrobe prep with them and sometimes work with the cast and getting them out to location and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on the show tonight. Yeah. You're kind of like our expert for Monsterpalooza that we're going to be talking about here in just a few minutes. But first of all, Derek, would you mind... We have a lot of events. It's page two. Yeah. We have a lot of events that are coming up as far as conventions and haunted events, and there's even a cool UFO one that's coming up, which I'm super interested in. If you can go ahead and these are some of the events that are coming up that you guys can take part in.
So, first off, as we just mentioned, Monsterpalooza, Monsterpalooza is April 13th through 15th in Pasadena. And then Texas Frightmare Weekend is May 4th through 6th in Dallas, Texas. And then after that, we get into June. Contact in the Desert is in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through 4th. And then Scarecon New England is June 15th through 17th in Framingham, Massachusetts. And then Midsummer Scream is July 28th to 29th in Long Beach. And Scare LA is August 25th and 26th at the LA Convention Center. And finally, we get to September, Scarefest Horror and Paranormal Convention, September 14th through 16th in Lexington, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And right around that time of year is when we're going to hit all the big Halloween festivals and...
There's a lot of things coming up. Scary. Yeah, and there's actually a whole lot of conventions coming up. They're not all on our list here. And what were you going to say, Carrie?
No way in advance. So the dance show I did at Christmas time, we're doing a Halloween show. So
oh, yeah?
Oh.
Get ready for October. Nice. We'll have a sexy, scary Halloween dance show.
Oh. Do you do burlesque?
It's like, it's kind of on the PG-13 side of burlesque, but other people, when they do solos, maybe there's a little more variety, but like group pieces, that's the easiest way to explain it to people. Because it's not like a typical, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a dance routine and
cool
stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be in October.
I love
Halloween
burlesque.
Themed?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We're still working on like some of the concepts, but I'm like, yes. Everyone's all excited. They're like, what? Yeah.
In
please.
Just a few weeks, we hit halfway to Halloween.
Woohoo! Right?
Yes, we hit, that's it. In about, well, I don't know, in about 3 weeks, halfway to Halloween, April 30th. And there's a, what's kind of cool, you're familiar with Shudder, right?
Yes.
Shudder is doing a special, they're doing a month-long celebration of halfway to Halloween. Isn't that kind of cool?
And that's it, fun.
It's actually a free month of Shudder, but as you said, they almost always have a free month going on.
Oh, most services, you know, you can do a week or a month.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. They kicked it off this past week with the movie. What's the movie?
Mayhem. Start, it's really good.
Did you see it?
Yeah, Tony in the booth seen it too.
We actually, if I can take over real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, Tony in the booth. We actually had the director, Joe Lynch, come in. And we interviewed him for all that, and it was a fun stuff. Check it out on the Horror Movie News channel or playlist.
Do you know how long ago that was?
Ooh, that was like it was our first interview. Yeah, so it was definitely last year.
In
October.
We got we had like a screener link for the film and got to watch it.
Nice.
It's like really good. It's very gory and violent, but it's just such a fun time.
And it stars everybody's favorite ex.
Oh, he's great.
Character from The Walking Dead, Steven. How do you say
Yun?
Young.
I think it's just Yun.
That's the guy who got his.
Also,
his
the
head
girl
obliterated.
Okay,
that turtle.
I just yeah.
Did you guys see the babysitter on Netflix?
Yeah, we did.
The girl,
Samara,
girl from that.
Yeah, Samara Weaving is fantastic in that
she's
as
good.
Well.
Yeah. She does kind of look like Margot Robbie, just a little bit.
Very similar. Okay.
Well, speaking of Halloween, we have six and a half months till Halloween, so we are kind of entering the Halloween season. And one of the first announcements to come out about Halloween is from Universal Studios, Halloween Horror Nights. Did you guys hear about it?
Well, from your post.
Oh, what is
it? I did. They're going to do a Stranger Things maze.
Yes, the very first maze, Stranger Things, the Upside Down. And
It makes me wonder if I could stand to go to Halloween Horror Nights again for that.
Yes! Yeah, you got to go.
Wait, why?
Yes.
Were you too scared the first time?
Well, no, I went the first time and I had a good time, but like, you know, I don't always enjoy being scared a lot.
He giggles.
Okay, and here's the thing. When
puncher,
I get scared,
he's a puncher.
You're a puncher?
No, I'm not a puncher. I'm a giggler. When something jumps out and scares me, I start laughing and I can't control it. And then, like, so I was going through these mazes with this huge grin on my face, and I would see the actors, like, looking over something ahead of time before I actually got to that part, and it looked like I was making eye contact and just smiling at them, scare this person who's with me, and so they'd go after, like, our friends who were there even more. But that wasn't my intent. I was just kind of, like, smiling because I couldn't stop, and then just like, oh, hi.
I curse at them.
Oh, really?
I like walk through and I'm like, I see you. I see you. Don't you effing no. And then they're like, wait until I think I'm okay. And then they come at me.
What happened?
Oh, I'm smiling. I love it the whole time. I was not scared for three years.
Because Carrie, both you and Keaton have both been scare actors, I guess they call them, right?
Oh yeah.
Did you which
I was in the Dusk Till Dawn maze. I was Santanico, but I was her after she turned into creature crazy vampire. Yeah, so I got like prosthetics, contacts, teeth, hair. Basically, they didn't really give me any other wardrobe, so I went in for my wardrobe fitting and they just handed me a black bikini and I was like, "For real?" Like, this is it. Like, yeah, I wore like a they gave me like this bodysuit that like was painted kind of like a snake skin, but it was kind of like the mesh one, so it really wasn't anything.
Must have been cold.
So it was great when it was like super super hot, which it is very very hot for a while. But then when it was cold, it was miserable because we were naked.
What did you?
Yeah, what were you?
What were you?
I did Club Blood. I was a vampire for 3 years at Nosegay Farm, and I'm wearing my Club Blood t-shirt.
Yes.
We also had generally relatively small little dress outfits, but we were inside the maze, so it didn't matter. Like, the temperature was relatively warm most of the time.
Did you guys have air conditioning in your mazes?
No.
Okay, we did.
But some
either.
Of them had open air on certain parts, too. Depends where. And then you could wear tights, too. The dress was the piece they gave you, and then what tights and shoes and whatever, if you wanted to wear gloves, was your choice.
Oh, see, so like Universal, they were very strict about, like, this is your costume. If these shoes you don't like, we'll find you different shoes type of thing.
So are you guys, speaking of Universal, are you surprised that they got Stranger Things? So that's such a giant IP.
It is. I mean, I think it's so smart because
it's super smart. It's hot still.
Well, they got to put the kids
hot.
In there before they grow up too much, you know. They're going to have the actual kids in there, right?
Did you see the advertisement they
I
had?
I wish.
The
just like the head.
It was really cool, yeah.
The bicycle with the light flashing and it slow. Turned upside down into the upside down. That was so great. Yeah. I'm really super, super excited about that one. This is what I have just been watching Haunters, The Art of the Scare. The guys were at the Spook Show this weekend, which we'll jump into here in a second. But let's go ahead and jump into Spook Show. The Haunters thing was there, and I didn't know that Knott's Berry was the very first of the large theme parks that had a haunted haunted transformation back in the 70s?
What?
Yeah, it was in the 70s.
Yeah, so it was crazy. I didn't know that. It wasn't Universal. It wasn't Disney. It was Knott's Berry.
They've had it multiple years, but if you go to Knott's Berry Farm, right next to the old schoolhouse in the Wild West area, there's like a little area, and they've always had like a mini museum of photos of over the years.
That's really cool.
I need to peek your head in there and be like, oh, cool.
Last year was my first year. Carrie took us in, and it was pretty great. It was awesome. I can't wait to go back this year. Hey, another thing to as we jump off of our news here, this weekend is Friday the 13th. We do have... the movie opening up, Truth or Dare is opening up, which is from Blumhouse. We don't know how that's going to do. It kind of looks interesting.
Truth or Dare.
Yeah, Blumhouse has
I feel it has potential. Is it going to be really cool or it's going to be meh?
Yeah.
They do the weird smile thing too when they get scared.
So I'm kind of excited about that. Also this weekend, this is kind of cool. I just found this out this past week. You know all the haunted attractions all across the country, almost in every 50 state, they opened up special this Christmas. They have a special Christmas versions of – they're all opening up again this weekend. So this weekend, Friday the 13th, is a special haunted attractions across the country event this weekend.
Interesting.
Go to our website. You can find it Coaster? I have it written down here. There's a website that has every state listed in I'll find it in just a second. But I had never heard of this. So that is why I thought it was not too soon to say the scare season has officially begun. Yeah. Scare season has begun.
Wouldn't you say that maybe the scare season is all year long?
I never realized.
It's kind of like convention season. Disney helps bring it through Christmas because they turn the Haunted Mansion into Nightmare Before Christmas. So I'm just like, it's just kind of as part of life now.
It's the 15th anniversary of that attraction this year. It's the 25th anniversary of the Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm all flubbed up right here tonight. And last thing before we jump into the Spook Show, A Quiet Place opened to $50 million this weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it in just a second, but they were saying it last year, and it was CNN has a big article about it today. This is the renaissance of horror films. They think that horror is just back. They were wondering if last year was a fluke. If we just had some good, we had Get Out, we had It, we had some really good films last year, but this is showing that it looks like, we have this, we have Halloween coming up this year, the original. I'm so excited about that.
We got another Predators film.
Yeah, another Predators film. Yeah. And did you guys see the trailer for Meg that dropped today? Mm-mm. The giant shark film?
Oh. I saw the picture.
Like Megalodon.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, okay. Meg, I feel like I saw something on Instagram about it.
I didn't realize that trailer was out. Okay.
I didn't see the trailer, but I saw an image.
It just dropped today. And it
I'll have to check that out.
It's pretty creepy. All right, so, Cheeseman, what was the event we went to this weekend?
Well, we went to the Spook Show at Halloween Club.
Yep.
Which is basically...
It's a gigantic warehouse of Halloween goodness. Have you guys been down to the Halloween Halloween Club? There's two
Tell us about it, Jim.
No, there was like 15 aisles, and they were as far as the eye could see, and I have never seen a Halloween store
I've never seen a Halloween store that big. And everything was 40% off with a coupon.
So.
The coupon must they handed you as you walked in the door.
So, all right. Yeah.
And they had sessions and panels. Like they had... The filmmakers who did The Haunters, The Art of the Scare, they were there doing the panel. We talked to them. They're going to hopefully come on our show, which will be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then they had panels on ghost stories and things. But I thought it was just inside the warehouse. But then we go showing up, and then there's nowhere to park for, like, it seems miles, it seemed like.
It was like a whole festival going on.
Gigantic festival, yeah.
All these booths, like... A lot more than I thought there would be, just different things you could buy, and then they had live music as well.
That was pretty
cool. Which somebody danced to.
Which I was dressed like Michael, and I got the dance.
Yeah, check out our Instagram for The Scare Guy. You'll see Michael dancing to the music. We should have shown that video tonight. But we do have another video, Anthony, if you don't mind showing... Michael, which is Cheeseman on the Couch.
He was quite popular.
He was quite popular. And there, look at it. It's Jamie Lee Curtis and the hanger. And then the guy in the sheet getting killed. Why don't you walk us through this, Cheeseman?
Yep, and then Jason Voorhees catching BFF. Up with an old friend, giving him a little hug here. Mm. Some scary bird.
Who composes music, though?
Some zombies.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's a family shot there, yeah.
And Michael and Death, his best friend.
How appropriately.
Very much so.
Look and up. Michael and a super fan with a tattoo of my face.
Yeah.
Wow.
And some clown thing hanging out with his top of its head cut off.
I don't like that one bit.
Yeah.
Michael and the Devil, there you go.
And the Devil.
Best friends.
Kind of like a Twilight Zone devil. And then...
Slash?
Your Uncle Michael there. That was the mayor of the Spook Show.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Just some death thing. I don't know
what skull
is.
Head.
No. Oh, have fun in
there it is.
That's a great one there. And then
with my little finger puppet of my head right there.
Some crazy.
It's a little like latex head, which is
that's
really
like
cool.
a furry right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And which is very.
And he actually bought.
I actually bought the shark teeth that I sold there.
And this is the crew that made the documentary, The Art of the Scare, Haunters, The Art of the Scare. Hopefully, we'll have them on the show. It's a really interesting documentary. And I think
there I am in front
of
the store.
Oh, that's a great photo.
Yeah.
Michael takes on the
It could have been the promotion.
Hi.
The thing that was cool about the Halloween Club, like some friends told us about it. I signed up for it like 3 or 4 months ago, and I thought it was just like a shopping event. Like, oh, cool. We get
And half the distance.
I didn't
originally.
Know. It was quite a drive.
There's two stores. Yeah, it was the one closer to Anaheim.
We are based here in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, and for us, driving more than 10 miles is just
there is traffic on weekends.
It's asking a lot.
And the 5 is just the worst of the worst. And so we're driving down, and there's the Halloween Club. I'm like, there it is, we're there. And then we call, like, oh no, there's a second one. It's 20 more miles down the road. I'm like, geez, I almost turned around at that point, but I'm glad I did not. Scare LA was there, you know, some other conventions. Scare LA, Descent into Darkness is their theme this year. I'm hoping I'm allowed to say they're taking over the LA Convention Center, and it's going to be all dark this year. All the lights are off in the entire convention, and every booth has its own special dark lighting. So they're turning the whole
thing
into
interesting.
It's going to be a night.
That sounds
it's
quite a move.
They're turning into Halloween night is what they're doing. It's going
to
be.
I wonder if it's going to be hard to like buy things because
no, there will be lights, but there'll be like black lights and orange lights and stuff. It's meant to create a really creepy feeling. And I sure hope I'm allowed to have said that. But
it's going
to
be really creepy when you see all the stains exposed on other people's...
all the drool lights. On the side of their face.
And then Midsummer Scream was there promoting their convention. And Derek already went all over all the thing. Is there any other... I mean, we're going to jump off this real quick.
There was like people there that like made custom masks, which were pretty cool.
Oh, I know. I love that.
They had like a tiki kind of Halloween kind of... area, all sorts of booths and vendors of different things. But
did you guys get inspired about what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
Can I do like a Tommy Wiseau mashup?
No, he's doing Tommy Wiseau. I think.
Dead Tommy. Zombie. Dead.
Zombie Tommy. Zombie Tommy.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
But
you're welcome. Do.
All I know is I was pleasantly surprised at the size and scope of this thing. This is the year 6 they've done it, and from what we were talking to some folks there, it's never been this big. It was just and it's because the Halloween industry itself has grown from like in 10 years, it's like doubled up to. I had some figures. It's like down here somewhere, like $13 to $20 billion.
Wow,
it's grown from like a $6 billion like 10 years ago. I've heard some people talk about it's because adults have kind of taken over Halloween and made it almost more of an adult holiday, and the kids have almost been left behind. But that's not completely true. But it's, you know, adults make it a year-round holiday now.
Yes.
And this is kind of a, I think we've always had adult parties, but this whole, it's like this industry, the Halloween industry has just turned into this thing, along with like Comic Cons and things. It's just like it exploded.
The theme parks know people are going to be like, here's my money, I'll pay $60, yeah. $70, $80, $90 to go see a theme park and scare me.
Yeah. People talk about extended adolescence with this generation of adults, but there are a lot of just things like that that are just fun to still enjoy as an adult, and I think our generation is embraced it in a way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know.
We're making it okay. Dress up. Yeah. It's like, you know, if we want to go get a cat suit and dress up like Black Widow for some event, it's fine. And like, because there's a community of people that are all doing it too. And, you know, but it's like, it's a lot of a judgment free zone, which is what I really love. As scary as like the Halloween community might seem from the outside, some of the nicest people are within this community and they are so welcoming. If you're just like, no, that's awesome. They're like, awesome. Like, come on, you know, like they're so not like, you can't be a part of it. Like, you can't sit with us. Like, they're not like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't charge for pictures, unlike, you know, Hollywood Boulevard or.
Oh, yeah.
There are those.
And they're so much better. So much better.
So it's a lot of fun. People are into it, and it's great.
Is there anything else? I think we're going to jump off of Spook Show. Again, there's not a lot to say. It's like, it was just a kick ass show. It was great. And I'm
a quiet place.
Yes. So. $50 million this past weekend.
Yeah, top of the box office this weekend.
Top of the box office. Let's go ahead.
$17 million budget, I think.
Mm-hmm. How much?
$17 million budget.
$17 million budget.
That must have been John Krasinski.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyways, so we're going to talk a few minutes spoilers, but then we will warn you guys that we will have some spoilers, but we'll give you the warning. Derek?
Yes.
What do you
think? Should I begin?
Yes.
I think it's very alarming to see what has happened to Jim and Pam since they left Dunder Mifflin. Just kidding. It's not actually about The Office. But okay. For one, we just said John Krasinski.
Jim's
has
twice
done
as
some
big as
amazing,
he used to be.
Yeah. He's done some amazing things. I mean, he was in 13 Hours and you saw him in like really great shape.
Giant.
And he's playing Jack Ryan on this streaming show now. And now he put out this movie. Besides the fact that just marrying someone like Emily Blunt was a great accomplishment.
Oh, my gosh.
You know. You go, Jim.
Good job. You say he put out this movie, meaning?
Well, he directed it, and he co-wrote it.
Yep.
And, of course, starred in it with his wife, which is just cool. It's cool to see those two in a movie together now.
I think that's crazy, too, you have to direct your wife in a movie. That's crazy all by itself, but good for him. Yes.
But he was probably like, I don't know if there's a sex scene in it, but he's probably like, I'm not there yet as a director, so I'll play your love interest.
Go
ahead.
I was just going to comment, the cast all around was great. The young actors were really good. And what's the girl's name, Millicent?
We had on my other show.
I forget her last name, but she actually is hearing impaired in real life, and she was playing this deaf girl, and that
I did not know that until I stayed after we were at the ArcLight, and I saw it, and I almost got tears in my eyes. I was like, that's so awesome. She did such a good job.
The kids were all incredible performers.
Real quick, it's Millicent Simmons.
Millicent Simmons, thank you. I was going to look it up. I'm so glad you're there, Tony in the booth.
I'm glad you're there, Derek.
Oh, thanks.
Sure.
Carrie, what were we going to say?
I really liked it. We were talking about it on Box Office. I'm like, I don't know if I love horror movies, so I wouldn't put it in the category of scary, but it made me tense a lot. Like, you're sitting there like, oh no, get there quicker.
Dunkirk, like you're literally on the edge of your seat the entire time.
Prison Break, can you get back in time and are you going to get killed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just like, some of the jump scares were good, too. It's very quiet movie in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sitting there eating my popcorn, and I stopped.
I know.
It was very hard to eat during that
everybody
movie. I will say
you.
That. Yeah. Yes, it was very difficult. Like, you're eating a piece of popcorn. It's like...
I like the like basic drop you in that world with like hints of the world building without too much, and it's like good that you're like don't make a sequel or anything because it like ends well too. That you're like yes.
We'll avoid spoilers for now, but yeah, no, the ending is just it's all that you need.
It's great because you know too many movies like either give you too much or way too little, but this one they have like little tidbits. Yeah, the kids were great and definitely a good one to check out.
So can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
So it's not gory.
There's no. Okay. There's a very little bit.
Not overly gory.
Yeah, it's not. There's a very little bit of gore in like one scene, I think. But
you don't see the gore happen. It's more you see the aftermath. Like you don't see somebody. Like for example, you don't see someone get disemboweled, but maybe you saw the body on the ground.
The fact that you asked me that,
it's so quick.
It's not gory.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's gory. Yeah. I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, we did it all.
Cheeseman, and real quick before our spoilery discussion, what did you think?
Great cast. It didn't feel like too long or it was dragging, you know, like sometimes movies like plots, but it was engaging the whole time. And had a little Signs vibe, a little bit.
It felt somewhat like Signs. I would argue Signs is a better movie, but still.
I will say there's a couple things where like when you know everything later, you're like, not like plot holes, but you're like, well, hey, if I knew A, I would totally do B, but besides that, it wasn't bothersome to watch, but like you're thinking about it later going.
Yep. I did too.
My opinion was like in all scary movies, you always have characters doing stupid things. In this,
they weren't stupid.
Not really. They would do some mistakes, but they were still kind of human.
Yes.
Which we'll complain about that a little bit in the when we have a spoilery discussion. But there were the
30
few,
seconds to spoilers.
Yes, the few mistakes they made, I was more like, okay, I don't like that they did this. They should have known better. But that's still very human and believable that someone would make that mistake.
I do have to say this though, my one, and I can talk about this in the spoilers section, but there is one particular scene that was so well done, so well crafted, and so intense. It just was so anxiety ridden, and it was probably, we're all thinking about this, it's the bathtub scene. I was just like out of, I was like, I can't.
We're not spoiling anything by saying there's a bathtub in a horror movie.
There's a bathtub.
Yeah. Have a bathtub. Yeah, it's every horror.
Yeah, you see the bathtub in the trailer.
It's in the trailer. It's in the trailer.
But yeah, no, how they do that is great.
Good Lord, that scene just like was terrible.
Monsters were good too.
Yes.
They were creepy and weird, and you got to see them enough and not too much.
I wish they were more like practical effect.
I do too. Five. We're going to go into spoilers in 4, 3, 2. You've been warned. 1.
Spoiler alert.
I got to go, guys.
Spoiler alert. All right. Let's talk a little bit.
Spoiler alert.
All right.
Okay. You can cover your ears or something if you want to. We don't want to ruin it for
you. I feel like this movie's going to scare the crap out of me regardless of what I know.
Well, I don't think it's going to spoil it per se. Okay. Like one complaint is like, okay, waterfall makes a lot of noise. Why don't you live next to the
waterfall? Luke was saying the same thing.
Right? Well, that was Brad who was
Brad
watching.
Was saying, I'm so sorry.
But I was wondering too, like it's like you're just now telling the kids this or something. Like it just seemed like as soon as you find something out like that, you'd be telling them.
At the very beginning, you were leaving the kids unattended so much. If you're in a situation that's that dangerous, you don't let your youngest child walk in the back of the line.
Yes.
It's behind the other child who can't hear.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And spoiler
alert.
That's
in the trailer, too, actually.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you who, but I got to give the movie props for you know what.
Killing a kid.
Killing
Very
a kid.
70s again.
Killing the cutest kid I've seen on film in quite some time.
They called an It?
They did.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
What?
And handled in a very emotional.
It was good. Yeah. How everybody handles guilt, too. Because it's one of those, it is kind of somebody's fault, but it's a lot of things together.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm really nervous they're going to do that on Stranger Things.
Oh, and
they're going to kill a kid.
I think they will.
They'll kill a kid.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, they already killed Barb.
Contract negotiations.
Technically a child.
But the main kids are unkillable, I'm sure.
But this one.
We'll see.
Yeah. If they kill Dustin.
Here's what I have a problem.
Unless their parents want too much money.
By the way, if you ever fall into a silo full of corn.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
you'll
immediately die because there's no oxygen in those things.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, you'll get suffocated.
Yes. I grew up in the Midwest. Like, I don't know why they didn't suffocate.
It's like not so long that they're, holds your breath of like, it's like quicksand.
It is, yeah. If you get pulled in
but
they're
long enough
but not
that they, you know. If it had been like 10 minutes,
there's no oxygen in the
whole thing?
Well, no, but there was an air hole in it.
No, but the air can't come down because of the corn. that we were always warned, don't fall in there because the oxygen maybe
the whole
right
thing?
You climbed up one of those?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
I was raised the same way. We were told do not climb up there. My grandpa's a farmer. Yeah.
I'll have to look that up because that was
okay.
I think it's that
because of like the air or whatever, you'll get sucked under and then suffocate because of whatever air pressure is within the silo.
I'm going to look
a little more on that.
Yeah.
That was kind of happening.
Yes. But that is interesting, but those of us who have never been near one.
Most people don't.
That's not what I thought of.
Gonna, who's going to think about
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
I was raised in farmland.
The reason you'd want to is because of DuckTales and and going to McDonald's and jumping in the balls.
So I do have to ask you this.
Yes.
Did you, and we don't have to be completely spoilery about it, but the resolution with what the weakness of the creatures was.
I dug it.
I loved that.
Although I would think somebody could have figured out something like that sooner.
The thing is, they don't have communication.
True.
Because it's like.
They have fires.
These people could know they were gone.
I know that last night they were. Oh,
because this person over here could figure that out, but how do you let the other people know?
But more like at the very beginning, when we first see the family, it's 89 days in.
Yeah.
And you think, okay.
Nobody's figured
the creatures
out yet.
Are hypersensitive to sound, so how come nobody in like the government defense systems have tried to like. Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
So is this like an alien invasion type of situation?
We're pretty sure.
They don't, like, the only information you really get is there's a wall of newspaper articles that you get glimpses at.
Which is another thing. How are any newspapers printing anything?
How are they publishing? Yeah.
Well, this is, like, the beginning. Probably the first, like, 10 days.
They didn't make any
I did see that theory online. Before the creatures had spread to everywhere, maybe they just.
Laser.
Yeah, it's probably aliens.
Okay, that's cool.
I think it's probably aliens, yeah.
That's cool. So it's a little Cloverfield.
Yeah,
well,
it had the Cloverfield monster.
I read today this was originally considered as a Cloverfield sequel.
Oh, I kind of like that it was its own thing.
Yeah. But it is not a Cloverfield sequel.
Speaking of Cloverfield, what did you guys think of Paradox?
I think it's
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Trash.
It was a fun ride, but too many plot holes. Yeah.
It was probably smart that it was direct to streaming.
So because we do want to give at least a couple minutes here to Monsterpalooza, let's wrap up this discussion. Any closing thoughts on this? We've complained about a few things, but would you recommend
it? Totally would recommend it. Yeah.
I definitely recommend it. Great suspense, great way to do visual storytelling, and it was still very emotional. And my sister said, like, the all of his actions reminded her of our brother, because it would be what he'd be doing with his family, because my brother is all about, like, you know, learning to live off the grid. Kind of, yeah.
Is that cool?
That's awesome.
I'm kind of an outsider. I didn't, like, love it. Like, I liked it, but, like, seeing signs and knowing writing, I don't know. I'm a little...
You would have just thrown water on the aliens and...
Well, I
wanted to know more about, like, the people, because we saw there's other people living there, and, like, kind of having those, like, town of people kind of being quiet and weird, kind of more, have a little more of the M. Night kind of thing. We only
see
people...
Or a little more like the Mist? Like, have people gather? Because some people compare it to that, and I'm like, no.
I think perhaps...
I'd be curious if there is some underground people in, like, New York or something, like, in the underground.
I wonder if that was deliberate, though, to add to the feeling of isolation. Yeah.
And there wasn't really much reference to the past, like in and Signs, there's that great moment of like talking about this is the moment you were born, this kind of thing, to kind of like calm the kids down or do something. It felt like if they would have grabbed some more personal stuff from the past, you would have felt kind of the contrast of life before and after, where it just seemed almost like they lived in this world like almost their entire lives, because it just didn't seem like they
makes
besides
sense.
The photographs really referencing
you do see the
life before
But I, for me, I think it worked for it to be just a very contained story, and as far as time and space in this little place for this period of time, and that's the action we're seeing.
The sand too. That's the other thing.
Oh yeah, I know.
Right? God. It's a lot of sand.
I cannot wait to see this movie.
It's true. You guys really sold
me on it.
Okay, and I'm not going to say who, but somebody in our group said there was a little bit too much crying.
I said that too.
Okay, I outed you.
Emily Blunt loves to cry in her movies.
Oh boy,
she cries all the time.
There's kind of an arc to emotion in like good films where it felt like a lot of this was too much. Like
she okay, but there is a scene. Okay,
no,
the
I,
scene
yeah,
up,
I disagree.
Can I just set up the
Please,
bathtub
no, you,
scene?
You honestly can
without
tell me
telling
anything.
You, I'm not gonna tell you how it ends.
Okay.
So there's a these monsters can hear anything that's out of the ordinary, just like everyday, like the white noise of living. So everybody's gone. She's all by herself. And all of a sudden, she starts having a baby. while this monster comes into the house, and you know, women are allowed to scream a little bit when they're having children. Nope. And so she crawls into the bathtub, and the baby's coming, and the monster's 3 feet from her head. I'll leave it right there. It was one of, that was the scene which I was.
It was intense.
I was like, this is some of the best writing and acting I've seen in a horror film in quite some time.
You can cry though.
Gosh, that was good. That was so good. I loved it. And it was just so. And then a baby in this world. I mean.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing of like really.
I know.
You'd be stocking up on condoms.
There was the Moses scene too, where it's just like floating in the water almost, and then.
But I think because I think they wanted a baby because. Well, yeah. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Can you kill the aliens?
We can't tell you that.
Well, you gotta watch it.
Is there like a... Because I love Signs. And I will always remember how much Signs scared me just in that one shot of the birthday party where the alien kind of just dips in like Bigfoot style. And
dude,
I was
that
like,
that terrified me as a kid.
Is there something like that? Like you get to see... Because when you get to kind of see a little bit of the creatures, you said they're cool.
You get to see them well later.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing as great as like tension building for with like Signs.
Yeah,
as
in, like, so with excited.
At least like when it comes to revealing the creature, there's
As long as, see, I'm cool with scary movies as long as it's like, it doesn't feel like it could happen like in the real world. I don't know. Like that,
maybe.
If there's aliens, this could happen.
All right, so it was a fantastic, I think it was a great way to kind of start the, have we had any other really good horror movies yet this year?
Yeah,
which
a
one?
Lot.
Well, we've had a
been
lot.
A good amount.
But the standout, the ones, you know, we haven't had a Get Out. You know,
Well, there's no mainstream, but there's been great on like if you look for them, like I wouldn't even say the indie circuit, but I guess
Monsters.
Exactly, that's one of them that I thought was amazing.
Monsters. It's a Chinese
film. Taiwanese.
It's on
Shudder.
Oh my gosh, that sounds awesome. No, but I think this is like the, kind of the breakout mainstream hit that's kind of like starting
big blockbuster.
This,
Yeah,
we're all horror fans here, especially you guys. You and Anthony, you guys know every obscure movie I've never heard of. That's awesome.
You guys are converting.
Yeah, just a heads up, like this weekend we do have like Truth or Dare, but also Marrowbone, which is what I'm more looking forward to watching. It's more like a gothic tale.
Is that okay?
I love gothic horror.
And you're going to talk about it on Horror Movie Weekly, right?
We're going to talk about The Quiet Place tomorrow for sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and we enjoyed the film. Let's go ahead and end our discussion on that here, so we can end our show talking about Monsterpalooza, one of the largest makeup and monster movie monster kind of like makeup events in the country. And it's kind of cool that it's right here in Hollywood. I've never been.
I've been many times. I've been turned into a monster at Monsterpalooza many times. It was one of those things that I didn't even know something like that would happen. And then right when I finished working on Face Off, it was actually the first creature I was ever turned into was at Monsterpalooza. So that was my first experience ever with prosthetics. And it's great. It's such a cool convention, and it's unlike anything I think you really – any other convention, just because of the amount of just special effects, makeup, and like just statues and people who come out. Because I feel like a lot of times within the film industry, you don't really give a ton of credit to the people that create these amazing visuals and all the things that scare you. And so to be able to have these people come out, talk, like literally they're there, like these amazing like makeup artists who've won Oscars are literally just there, like standing next to a bust of something that they like, like a creature they created that's an iconic creature. And I'm like, yeah, I came up with that idea like this way and this way. And you're just like, what? Like what? Like, you know, you don't even think, because you don't recognize these people by their faces unless like, you're a super, super fan. So to just be able to kind of walk around, it's really neat. And it's gotten huge. It's the 10-year anniversary, I think, this year. So
it started on the East Coast, and then it moved here.
And now there's two here.
Right. There's this one. This is Monsterpalooza, and in the fall, there's Son of Monsterpalooza. Like, the, you know, Son of Frankenstein or whatever
it
is.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Yeah, yeah. All that monster stuff. And have you been to it, Carrie?
Not yet.
This seems like it's right up your alley. I mean, because the guest list is just pretty impressive. Like, Danny Trejo's going to be there. From Machete, from Dust Till Dawn, Devil's Rejects. Tom
Spy
Payne.
Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, Spy Kids.
Yes. Where his name was also Machete.
Machete.
There's Tom Payne, who is Jesus. in The Walking Dead right now.
That Jesus.
Yes, that Jesus. Elvira, of course, is going to be there. Alex Winter, Bill and Ted, and Lost Boys, and also your buddy, Corey.
Corey's going to be there?
Going to be there. So there's going to be a little Lost Boys for you.
What day is Corey going to be there?
Oh, this is so long. He's way down here somewhere.
Well, I know. I'll stop by one day.
Linda Blair is going to be there, which is really exciting. Cool.
Wow, they really have some.
I mean, the list
is Guillermo
goes on.
Is Guillermo going to be there? Or his? Because I just saw a Shape of Water thing came up. So Doug Jones is usually there. That's why I met Doug Jones there multiple times. Mm-hmm. And he's such. I'm so happy that they won the Oscar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though Shape of Water was not my favorite movie, but I just am so happy a monster movie.
Doug Jones.
And Doug Jones, he's such a thing.
I love
that. So
I used to be in a group that met with Doug Jones, and there's a small group of us for like about a year, and he was just like the most kind person.
So kind. He really is. It's, yeah. And he's a hugger too.
Yeah, so he's going to say, I'll give you a hug.
I was helping out on set for some little independent web series that he was making a guest appearance on. Like, the way I met him, I was leaning against a wall talking to somebody in the hallway. This hand reached around the corner and started rubbing my belly. And then it turned, and here was Doug Jones. And he just stuck out his hand and introduced himself. I was like, oh, hi.
Yeah, I just imagine his hand slithering. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So,
but in a friendly way.
Oh, yeah, here we go. I just saw Shape of Water. There is a Shape of Water. The special
the visual
effects of, of Shape of Water. That's pretty cool. That's Sunday from 3 until 4.
Nice.
They have, it's pretty, Kane Hodder's going to be there, of course, you know, from the Friday the 13th series. They have a number of movie premieres that they're
Bad
doing.
Bad Samaritan.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Bad Samaritan's going to be there. Right. Our friend Natalie, who...
I don't know if it's a premiere. I just saw it on the list, and
not
I don't
a premiere.
Know. Yeah.
Like, they're,
the movie has a presence there.
Dean Devlin is making the rounds right now, the convention circuit, promoting the film.
And that's Sunday, 12:30 to 1:15 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Corbin Nash, a new film, Friday, 6:30 to 8. The Terror of Hallows Eve is going to... Featuring original music by John Carpenter, Friday from 8 until 10. John Carpenter, by the way, you guys know that he's like this most incredible composer. Anthony, did you go to the music, the thing this past Halloween?
With
John Carpenter?
Oh, no, I went to the John Williams one.
Oh, you went to the John Williams one?
Oh, I went to that one, too.
Wow. Yeah, we went. Me and Cheeseman and another friend, we went to John Carpenter's music on Halloween night. It was pretty amazing. It was awesome. And then, like, just if you go to monsterpalooza.com, they have event after event after event that is happening. Oh, the making of the apes from Planet of the Apes is happening. So I don't know what that is right there.
There's a lot to look at, so check out the
website. Deep Blue Sea 2 is going to be there. That's pretty cool. All right, so
a bunch of my friends are doing makeup.
30th anniversary.
That means V Neil is going to be there.
Yeah, Beetlejuice 30th.
I love V. But yeah, a bunch of my friends are doing kind of some demos there for different companies. So they'll be creating some creepy monsters and showing off their amazing skills. So Tyler Green, Nico Gonzalez, and Cat Passion, I think, will all be there. I'm sure there's more there, too, that I'll just run into.
What's cool is because it seems like they're almost doing, like, reunions of people. Like, the Rocky Horror Picture Show has a lot of cast members that are going to be there. The original 1969 black and white, Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. A number of cast members are going to be there from that. Lost Boys has some cast members. They have, you know, all these... Elvira's going to be there. It's just a really... Here we go. It's going to be... Killer Clowns.
Have you guys ever met
space.
Elvira? It's insane that this woman looks as good as she does.
She got a picture of me once. I was dressed up like Abraham from Walking Dead with a bat to my head, and then she saw me and she like waved somebody over.
Her
like, go take a picture of that guy. Because I'm going to send it to...
She sent it over to Greg Nicotero, a picture of Cheeseman dressed up.
Nice.
Which is kind of cool. Is there anything that... Any kind of like insider tips that people should know about this or...
You're
usually like in a chair,
I know,
right?
I'm usually in a chair and I'm usually walking around as a monster, so I'm taking pictures with people the entire time I'm there.
Yeah.
So I don't have a ton of insider tips. I just know it gets crowded.
Yeah.
So it gets pretty crowded, so go early. And to really kind of get your lay of the land, and then you can, I don't know, whenever I go to cons, I try to get the lay of the land early when there's not as very many people, and then later, then I go back and get and buy what I want. But, Get there early.
And it's at the Pasadena Convention Center.
Oh, they've moved it.
Yeah.
It used to be in Burbank.
Wait, let me make sure. I may be giving the complete wrong information.
I think they did move it, though.
I think they moved it.
You're right.
Pasadena Convention Center, yeah.
It used to be in Burbank, but Pasadena.
But it was at the airport, Marriott, right?
Yep, it was at that.
So they've really upped it this year.
It must be giant this year because, I mean, I just remember it started bursting at the seams with at the Burbank place, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm just really happy for this industry and for just, I think, special effects, just for people to get behind them and behind kind of the whole monster world again. It's great. And
what's kind of cool, the thing that does set this convention apart is that there are a number of horror conventions across the country, but this one specifically is specializing in the makeup effects and the special effects that go into making these films, especially here being in Hollywood. It's great to see that Hollywood is taking great care to showcase what they're doing. Practical effects,
which I wish there was more of it used today in film. And I think as VFX is getting more expensive, I think we're going to be coming back to kind of a resurgence of special effects. And I'm excited for more people to be embracing special effects.
On that topic, we need to give a shout out because you mentioned that you had done Face Off.
Yes.
And my friend RJ Hattie was a finalist on season 2. And by the way, if you listen to this, RJ, you need to come visit us and come be on this podcast and do Monster Palooza again.
He's a sweetheart. I worked on a season of Face Off with him, yeah.
And I'd love to see him come back and get into this as more practical effects.
You should have him turn you into a monster. Again.
That'd be awesome.
Well, thank you guys for joining us tonight on The Scare Guys Show. We had a lot of fun. I hope a lot of you will see you down there at Monster Palooza this weekend. If not, then maybe join us next Monday night when we're going to be talking about the season finale of The Walking Dead and the season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead. It's going to be a big night. Yeah. The big crossover happens there. We're going to have our special guests, Jill and Brendan, who are last season's ultimate fans on Fear...
Talking Dead.
So many dead words here. I can't always get them. So they're always a lot of fun to talk to. So anyways, if you want to find out more information about us, you can go check out theconguy.com and thescareguy.com. So we are thescareguy.com, which is the scarier side of theconguy.com. You can find me at scareguy. Where can you find me? At Con Guy Jim. Or you can find me at thescareguy. You're in charge of social media. Where can they find us, Cheeseman?
You can find us on thescareguy.com. And this guy, Con Guy Jim's, his personal Twitter.
Sorry, I was getting a little bit confused there. Yeah, so.
It's okay, Jim.
It's late.
Carrie, where can we find you?
Yeah, you guys can find me online.
Save me,
Carrie
please.
Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
And always, you can find her finding free parking at any of these conventions.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she's one of those, lucky parkers.
Yes, she
is. It's a game to me. Oh, girl.
Okay.
Stop. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for having me. That's awesome.
Hi, Derek Sams. You can find me on the Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show. We'll have another one next Monday night.
Yep.
And on Twitter, at Con Guy Derek.
And I'm Cheeseman on the Couch. You can find me at Cheese on Couch. And also on thescareguy.com. Make sure you go to thescareguy.com. We'll have more information about the things that we're talking about. So if you're looking for more stuff on Monster Palooza, more stuff like Linda Blair is going to be there, and like so many great guests.
We will have the Survivor's Guide for Monster Palooza this weekend. So many good things to do. I hope you guys do go down there. And again, I've not been drinking tonight. It's just late, and I'm so excited about everything that's going on. Happy halfway to Halloween in 3 weeks, guys, and have a great scare season. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.